Crowder, WWIB, kind of reliving for us one of the highlights from Friday night at OneFest on this All Things OneFest Monday edition of the program, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. 5:45, we did have some folks asking about Jason Kanz. Is he ever coming back? And the answer comes right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, people wondering about you.
That's good, I guess, right?
Yeah, no, it's good.
Maybe it was a hopeful response, but no, I'm back.
Yeah.
It's the longest I've taken off since
I know.
We started doing this.
Right. Yeah, no question. No question.
So, yeah.
And I think the first day I covered, I'm trying to go back to see exactly what scripture, the first day I covered that you were gone with the, what we usually do on Tuesday, I did what we, with the scripture and such, but then after that, Brendan Manning filled in, so that was good.
Yeah, Brendan Manning's a good fill-in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we had his 19 Mercy Spiritual Retreat, but people were wanting you. People were like, is he, oh good, he's coming back, so you're the star of this 5 minutes.
I'm glad to hear that.
I get 3.5 hours on the radio. I'm just kind of the setup guy for you. But we did have a friend. I want to say Jim, so if I'm wrong on his name. But I've got some audio from a listener. We'll try to have it tomorrow. He had his Letters to the Beloved book, and he asked Betsy and I to sign it. I mean, he would have loved you to sign it, but you weren't around at OneFest. And
man.
Yeah.
I'm
and he
sorry.
Had it, and it's for his 95-year-old grandmother.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That would have been wonderful.
Yeah.
That would have been the best part about being there, just to be able to connect with folks like that who are interested.
So. Well, you're invited out next year. You can hang out in the WIB booth. It's fun. We got some shading, and already we know.
Nice.
Did you hear the headliner announced for next year?
I did. Yeah, Tessa came back and told me.
Okay.
That Skillet was
right.
going to be there.
Right.
And so that was, I don't know if you've ever seen them in concert, but they're intense and wonderful. I mean, they're one of the better concert bands I've seen.
No, right. Apparently they were at Rockfest this year, and that's what people say. The show they put on is incredible. And so you have seen Skillet in concert.
Yep, a few times
okay.
I have. And
right.
It's really good. I enjoy them.
Excellent. All right. Hey, we're still trying to get to know. Well, how was your, tell us about your time away celebrating your 25th wedding anniversary. Congratulations to you and Heather.
Yeah. So that was why I was away was we spent some time in northern Wisconsin. We stayed at an Airbnb just outside of Hurley. And it was in the middle of nowhere, which was exactly what we were looking for. Just spent a lot of time with one another, which was very much appreciated.
Uh-huh.
And our final day went for a boat trip to do out to Stockton Islands, which is part of the Apostle Islands. And so just very refreshing, just a good time to get away.
Excellent. Well, yeah, that's important. I'm thinking about my friends who do the marriage counseling, the Hartleys, Harleys. And he talks about 15 hours of, he wants couples to get 15 hours of undivided attention a week. And almost anybody I share that with goes, that's impossible. But at least it sounds like you guys did that this week. You had more than your share. Maybe you can spill that over into other weeks.
We did, but you know, we talked about how important it was because we certainly don't get 15 hours a week.
Right.
But just, again, so refreshing to have that time.
For people who react, like even my wife, when I share that, she's like, yeah, that's ridiculous. So, and I don't know if she could stomach that many with me. But the point is that, you know, I as a peacemaker, I try to say, or as close to that as you can get. So if you can get 8 hours of undivided. All right.
Yeah.
We got to still, we're 8 questions away from completely figuring you out. So here we go.
All right.
Is it preferable mostly to A, make sure things are arranged, or B, just let things happen naturally?
Arranged.
All right, that's A.
Yeah.
And 64, are you inclined to be easy to approach or somewhat reserved?
Easy to approach.
I would agree with that. 65, in stories, do you prefer A, action and adventure, or fantasy and heroism?
Probably fantasy and heroism.
Okay. And finally, is it easier for you to A, put others to good use, or B, identify with others?
I would say identify with others.
Okay. All right, tomorrow, the Final Four, and Wednesday, I'll have the complete explanation of you. So that's good.
Excellent.
For people to, for
it's
you to know,
good
even.
Good to figure me out.
I know it.
Yes,
I know
exactly.
It. Let's see. By the way, saw Dr. James Apple at One Fest, and his daughter works for you?
His daughter, yeah. Daughter-in-law, yeah. Amy, works
daughter.
For me.
All yeah. right, yeah, very good. Also, you yep. know what? We got so much scripture that today we're supposed to do Matthew 6, 16 through 18, so that's a bit much probably. But
sure.
can
yeah.
you give me a spiritual nugget as we head people into the day? Something?
Oh my goodness!
I know.
Spiritual nugget heading into the day.
Yeah,
you know, I think just coming off the weekend, you know, just not only taking time together with the people who are important for us, but also taking that time alone together with God,
mm-hmm.
Just to sit in God's presence, I think is such mm-hmm. a good and important thing that could also probably benefit from 15 hours a week.
There you go. And having a good breakfast on Saturday with your friends, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very good. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Jason Cansey's back. We've almost got him figured out. Four more questions. I'll put it into the bad computer and we'll completely explain him on Wednesday. So don't miss that. All right, the Whip Wake Up Show. We loved meeting all of you at One Fest. Oh, it wasn't all of you, but it was many of them, right, Caleb?
A lot of uh-huh. people came up
yeah.
to our WWIB booth just inside the entrance there to the One Fest grounds, and man, we had a good time.
I felt like everybody at One Fest tried to spin the gumball machine at least once. At least it felt that way.
We gave away a lot of gumballs.
Yes, and so we asked you this morning, last night and this morning on the Whip Facebook page, what did you love most about One Fest? At first, I was just saying, what did you love about it? That was too broad. People were just like, everything. Which, in fact, Corey and Kelly said. And they were the artists of the Big Break stage, and we loved meeting them. Caleb did a Facebook Live interview with them. You can find at the page. Everything in capital letters and double exclamation points. They said, what a great weekend.
Yeah, coming all the way from Florida. It was uh-huh. great to meet them. Again, we'd had some interaction with them, and they are still sport our WWIB car window sticker, our decal, on their vehicle down there in Florida, Panama City, Florida, I do believe. And so it's like, man, we gotta meet these friends of ours in person.
You caught some of them live.
I did, and really enjoyed it. Beautiful, beautiful harmonies. And again, their wives and mothers. And so they were just praising their husbands and kids for letting them go
yeah.
for a little bit and just enjoy the weekend with us, sharing them with us here in Wisconsin. Beautiful harmonies, great singers, friends for a long time. So,
they're our new friends.
Beth, and I completely agree with this, said her favorite thing about One Fest was the sign language interpreter. She says, amazing. And I have to say, if you were there for Matthew West when he started cracking some jokes, I need to figure out who the ASL interpreter was, but she was incredible. And then when Crowder was up, again, he's got a hip-hop vibe for some of his songs where he has a hip-hop artist come out
right.
and rap very fast. And she was keeping up with that word for word when he was spitting fire. Like, I was absolutely amazed. I seriously think she almost stole the show from the headliners. She
yeah.
was that good.
And in fact, that comment got 13 likes
yes.
talking about that. Also, Cliff, our friend in Spooner, we know a huge Third Day and Mac Powell fan, says Mac and Matthew West had great performances, but says the testimonies, I think, were the best part, especially Tasha Layton's. Cliff says that really spoke to my heart after losing a friend to suicide very recently.
Kelly says everything was amazing. She'd say, I would have to say the wonderful lady who ran the meet and greet. She was so inspiring and great to talk to. The camping crew did a great job getting everyone in. Just shout out to all of the OneFest volunteers. Really, really great crew.
We had a couple of Heathers. Heather 1 says it was a phenomenal event with beautiful weather as an accent. We love meeting people, making new friends, praying with others, and worshiping full scale with a huge crowd that loves Jesus. She says the volunteers and all the staff were amazing, so helpful and friendly. Thank you to the One Fest staff. And then also Heather 2, it was my first time going. It was so amazing being surrounded by people who love God on a huge scale. So how about that?
And Jan says, yeah, the atmosphere was her favorite thing, and thanking the Lord for great weather. We've got a lot more comments to get to, and we'd love to hear yours and your own voice on the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670, 396-1670. What was your favorite thing about One Fest this year? What was the best part of it? I have to say, sometimes certain songs, and there's one from Matthew West we'll get to a little later, a new one, just hit you a little bit different. A little bit different when you hear them live with thousands of other believers. How about this one? Did you all enjoy it as much as I did? When Crowder came out and sang Good God Almighty right at the end of his set. WWIB, we are family. Jeannie, our friend from Fall Creek on the listener line, as we were saying, hey, what was your favorite thing about OneFest 2022? Let us know. We'd love to hear it in your own words in a voicemail at 715-396-1670. And Jeannie was like, yeah, I'm still hoarse. I'm right there with you. Right,
she shares that in common with you. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. It was a great time.
I like this. Jeannie goes on to say, wondering when we'll outgrow the venue, which it's a, you know, the fairgrounds is great, but there is a, it was bigger and better than ever.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And yeah, I'm sure that'd be a good problem to have as it continues to grow too. So a wonderful venue and great to see it so full, especially for Crowder. My goodness. It was just wonderful, wonderful.
And so I'll tell you what, I went through, I was part of the sticker patrol going through late Saturday afternoon. There are a lot of Minnesota license plates in the lot.
Yeah, and you're welcome. You're welcome here in Wisconsin. We love having you. Thank you for coming to OneFest. Well, we have a drawing box absolutely stuffed with entries from OneFest. And here's the surprise in the voice of LeBron James. Not one, not two, but three different winners are all going to win this Wisconsin Dells family four-pack of passes. Pretty cool, huh?
They all go away with Circus World, Mount Olympus Water and Theme Park, Original Wisconsin Ducks, and the Top Secret Highly Classified Experience.
All right. So, man, I guess we'll just have to do three drum rolls. Winner number one is...
Tammy Rudolph of Menominee.
Congratulations, Tammy. Thank you for seeing us at the WWIB booth. Winner number two, going to the Dells.
John Mitchell of Boyd.
Congratulations, John from Boyd. Thanks for seeing us at the WIB booth at OneFest. And our final
John.
Dells winner.
We said hi to each other. The last one is Narissa Meininger of Eau Claire.
Congratulations, Narissa. And yeah, we're sending you to the Dells. How about that for some family fun? And thank you for having fun with us at OneFest.
We're talking all things OneFest. I'm calling it the OneFest Afterglow here. And there is, because it was so impactful over the weekend. I got to say personally, Caleb, I was spiritually rejuvenated. The fellowship, you know, I was in on some of the artists, certainly, I mean, Crowder and the continuation with Mac Powell. I got to tell you, the first two songs from Mac Powell, I had tears in my eyes. I mean, it was just, I don't know, just the joy of the Lord. And he did Soul on Fire and New Creation. I was ready to go up for an altar call.
I think it was so great to actually see an altar call with Matthew West and to hear his testimony. I did not realize his testimony and the impact that Billy Graham had on him, and that it was actually watching a Billy Graham sermon when he said, I was not looking for a Billy Graham sermon. He said, I was looking for a baseball game.
Yeah.
And I found a Billy Graham sermon.
He wanted to be a baseball
sermon.
Player.
Yeah. And I think he said he was a 13-year-old and basically in church every time the doors were open, but his faith was not his. It was his parents. And he kind of thought, hey, it's the family business. I'm going to get in.
Uh-huh.
And he said God got a hold of him. I believe he was at 13 years old. And he said he was watching this Billy Graham sermon by accident.
Huh.
And again, no accidents, right, with a sovereign God, but watching it by accident, his mom was doing laundry, and he said she set down the laundry basket and saw me and said, Matthew, did you want to pray? And he said, for once, I was not too cool.
Huh.
And I said, yes, I do. And so he tells this story, and he said, I got the privilege before he passed away of sitting with Billy Graham and drinking root beer with him in his kitchen. And he said, Billy challenged me, make sure that there's a purpose behind what you do. That it's not just about music. It's not just about entertainment. That Matthew, we're out here to make disciples. And so that's why Matthew West brings his dad out, longtime pastor, at the end.
Great reaction from you on the WIB Facebook page to a question we posed yesterday, repeated again today. What did you love most about OneFest? Let us know. On the listener line, we'd love to hear it in your own voice, 396-1670. But also on the WIB Facebook page this morning. And so let's pick it up with Deborah. She says, it was all amazing. Each one had their own gift from God that they used for his glory. Just loved being with a large group of people praising and loving God. That was great. She says, this was my first OneFest and so glad I was able to go. Thanks, Deborah.
I don't know if we mentioned Christie's yet either, but she said, favorite thing, best memory from OneFest, Sidewalk Prophet. She says, wow, I didn't know what to expect, and they were amazing. And I just have to give a shout out to when we put the call out on social media, but on the air on the Saturday stream with Josh, when we said Sidewalk Prophets is in trouble. Their bus broke down. They need to get to Indiana.
Yeah.
You responded. God solved the problem through you.
Yeah.
And I was so, so proud of you to be part of the WIB family and to see how you guys completely changed your plans, the kind folks to get who got Sidewalk Profits to where they were going, and then others stepped up for childcare. It was just a really, really cool thing. So anyway, just a shout out to the Whip fam for
that. No, that is fantastic. Charlene says, my first OneFest I've been to, and everything was amazing. Jesse says, introducing my family, her favorite is introducing my family to music that I've been listening to since I became a Christian and them enjoying it. Plus, that many people in one place, all with one thing in common, love for Jesus.
Asking people again, what was your favorite thing about OneFest, best memory? And I think Teresa kind of echoes that. She says, it was watching my kids' faces light up as they ask, this person sings this song, Mom? As well as them singing all the way home and talking about who is their favorite. She says, hearing the testimonies of the musicians is always inspiring as well. Being able to gather and worship is amazing. She says, I'm so grateful OneFest is in our area.
It is. It's such a, it's like an, it becomes just an annual event. Etch it in. Get your tickets now. Skillet's going to be there. And we look forward to, and we invite the OneFest folks, make your announcements right here live on WWIB, right?
We've got your back.
We want it.
We're here for you.
Group by group, let us know. Hey, Tina says there's absolutely no way to pick just one highlight. The entire weekend was absolutely powerful, amazing, and inspiring. 5 exclamation points. Please bring Matthew West, capital letters, very soon.
And I'll finish with Anne. She says, this was our first time ever attending OneFest. I was blessed to win a set of tickets from WWIB. She says, thank you. She says, our kids joined in on the fun. They were blown away seeing the artist in person and meeting Crowder and already planning on next summer.
That's the way to go.
Yes, there you go.
We talked to some listeners, too. A couple of them. First off, Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie from Conrath, and I just wanted to say hi to the WWIB booth, and that we listen to you every day, and we live in Conrath, and my family is all Christian. My son goes to church, and he's in Kadad, and I have 6 grandkids, and we all love your music. We play it on YouTube. They know Matthew West when I come in here tomorrow night to sing. They just sing it, and I always say it. I listen to it when I babysit them. I have the radio on all day, and they know all the songs that Nana knows, and we have them in my radio, in my car, in my house, in my garage. My kids love Christian music, and they all say, Nana, your song's on. Oh, so thank you.
And finally, Caleb, a fun story from Robert.
I go to Menominee during school and pick up 7 kids, and bring them back to the high school and for school.
And what do they ask to listen to?
They ask to listen to WWIB all the way.
Wow, that's great. They're all from one family or two?
Three families.
I love that. I love that. Fantastic.
They go to McDonald.
Great to meet so many of you. And so I remember this from meeting Connie. I remember her saying, you know what? This is my jam right now. This is my song. So maybe there's someone going to be saying, Nana, this is your song. It's Brooke Ligertwood, Honey in the Rock.
Got to say real quick, talking about the new Whip shirts available just for this month. And yes, I bought one on Saturday. You kind of started something. We won't get into it. But anyhow, you and I and Josh, I'll end up getting one. And the fact is that sporting it to church yesterday, I'm out walking some after church and somebody goes, I like your shirt. People never say that. Like strangers,
right, like just a
on the
stranger?
Sidewalk,
yeah.
Who say, I like your shirt. That happened yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, and again, if you saw these at OneFest, if not, you can see them at WWIB.com on the main page or WIB.com/store. But what we wanted is something that looks really cool. Again, represents Wisconsin, has a little dose of Midwest humor in there, but also has a message. And again, we got to give a shout out to our friends at Thrivent. Mm-hmm. If you've ever worn those Live Generously shirts and, you know, felt how comfortable
they are,
that's the material we made these out of.
I like them.
So, yeah, Corey and Kelly, our friends from Florida, they wore theirs all the way back because they said, we want something comfy on the way to the plane. I got a text from Patrick Gear, who is in charge of, he's the promoter, a concert promoter. So he's in charge of making all the deals to bring artists into OneFest. And he was getting some well-deserved lake time yesterday. And he texted me a picture from the boat of him and his family. And he's like, I'm repping WWIB out here. And he was wearing his shirt as well. We gave one to Matthew West. So yeah, I'm hoping maybe we'll see a selfie of him with it at some point too.
And we got to mention this as you go into music, is that it was your idea with the beard introducing Crowder and Patrick and some of the people behind stage. And even Crowder himself seemed to really like it.
Yeah, I think we do have video of that somewhere. We might see if we can post it.
All right, the Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB. We're going to do some more on OneFest. But first of all, it is August 1st, by the way. Welcome to a new month.
Absolutely. We're here and ready to go. Catch and Match Month as well.
So here's a few different things being celebrated or commemorated during this eighth month of the year. It is Happiness Happens Month.
It is Get Ready for Kindergarten Month.
There you go, kindergartens. It's Children's Eye Health and Safety Month.
That goes along with Children's Vision and Learning Month here in August.
It is a month to make your reading be a haven month.
I do love reading. National Catfish Month. I don't know if that's the fish or the internet thing.
It's also National Inventors Month.
National Toddler Month. I don't know. I think most toddlers think every month is their month.
That's the problem. It's Mental and Educational Wellness Month.
And August is also Spinal Muscular Atrophy Awareness Month.
All right. Also dealing with some of your comments, and we had a fresh post this morning on the WIB Facebook page asking, what did you love most about OneFest? I like this one. Leslie says, being able to take my son to his very first concert, he, capital letters, loved Sidewalk Prophets. How cool.
That is very cool. Tina says her two favorites were Mac Powell and Tasha Layton. Susan says it was all wonderful. Sherry says everything was beautiful and awesome, and being surrounded by people praising Jesus. A lot of likes on her comment.
Mm-hmm. Melody this morning says, we loved every part, especially circling around to the WIB booth and your friendly faces, being able to take in the contest, lots of fun. And to top it off, we got to listen to amazing music by amazing artists we thought we'd never get to see in person. God is good, multiple exclamation points.
Nancy says, Mac Powell was so great. She says, I found a new favorite in Corey and Kelly. Those are our girls from down there in Florida. Loved meeting them.
And then Corey and Kelly liked that on the page. Melissa said, all God's people worshiping together. Jason, he made it clear in capital letters and a dot after each letter, everything. Smiley face. Rita, to see all the amazing people join together.
Lori says, volunteering and meeting great people. That's the best memory she'll take away from OneFest this year.
I'll close with these two. Shelley says, my favorite part was being able to enjoy all the great artists and food all weekend long for my birthday, which was yesterday. She says,
happy
thank
birthday.
You, OneFest. And Chris says, Matthew West.
And speaking of Matthew West, we talked about him sharing his testimony. And Mark reminded us on the listener line, if you go back quite a ways, if you go back quite a ways in the discography of Matthew West, one of his very early albums called History, this is the song, Next Thing You Know. And that is the song about his testimony that he told us in person at OneFest.